This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are broadcasting worldwide on July 5th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Last night, I watched Trump's speech when they re-aired it on C-SPAN. And it was very powerful and a confirmation of just how far we're going as a culture and a society against the globalists. And this was an exorcism against the New World Order and against the America-hating systems that want to demoralize us. This was a very Christian, very Americana, pure Western Renaissance moment. This was absolutely amazing. I am so honored by it all that we've come this far together, and I know a lot of you are very, very happy right now. This is a big deal. It's totally triggering the globalist. There's no way today that we're going to even be able to do justice to this. I'm going to do a whole special 36-hour broadcast, we've decided, kicking off next Wednesday, just to dissect this speech and go over it, the reboot of 1776 worldwide. It's all coming up at the start of the next segment. But first, proof Democrats hate America and want civil war compared to what we're trying to do. Here it is.
When I hear these things about let's make America great again, I think to myself, well, exactly when did you think America was great?
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
There's things that are savagely wrong in this country. What we're seeing in this country doesn't reflect our spirit. What we're seeing in this country doesn't reflect our potential.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
We're in late phase capitalism and we know it doesn't work and we've got to move into something new. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think is what will serve community the best. And I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
Any means necessary.
This liberal will be all about socializing. Would be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross a border without documentation. Can we keep the hands up so we can see them?
No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall.
Making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
And so, folks, look, if you start off with the notion there's nothing you can do, well, why don't you all go home then, man? Or let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it.
A so-called anti-fascist website is encouraging, quote, all manner of physical violence against Trump supporters and capitalists.
Today we are lifting up these soarings in the hopes that you will see the it's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be an incredibly important broadcast, as they all are, but this one particularly. I don't really have the proper words to describe how the planets aligned yesterday for this Washington, D.C., July 4th, 2019 speech the president gave and what unfolded and what happened. What he said, what we've gone through together, what it signifies historically and currently and for the future, what he invoked, what power he called down, versus the globalists and the corporate media spinning and rolling and spitting and hissing in total abject hatred and the public completely turning against them when they did it. It is a Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key, a window into the good and the bad. What an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What an amazing time. Our own Millie Weaver and, of course, Caitlin Bennett were there. They're going to be joining me throughout the weekend with all their special reports that are coming out. They shot it all in HD. They're going to be with us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who I love co-hosting with me. He's going to be in studio third hour, so is Leo Zagami. But as I so often do, I'm going to lay out why all this is so special and why all this is so amazing at the bottom of the hour. I'm not ready to do it yet because so much of the speech was so powerful that I still need to cogitate for a few more segments on why this is so important and why this has got the globalists so incredibly upset. And I'm going to do the best job I can. But the most important part of all this, and the footage we have, is from Fox. It's a little bit different footage with the cameras lined up shooting through the armored glass. The C-SPAN 2 shot was a different mix of cameras. It was closer up on Melania and Trump's faces. And I've got to get that. Because Trump almost broke down crying three times. And you could see him gulping back, never seen his body language. Melania was on fire, like some angelic queen, and was radiating Americana and the love of the country. And they know exactly what they're doing. And they understand that this is literally a ritual of bringing Christianity back into America and love of our nation and love of our people and unity, the exact opposite of what the globalists are saying and what the globalists are doing. It's just mind-blowing. and all of the different Christian songs that they played, and invoking God and invoking Christ, and to see that huge, diverse crowd of people out there wanting to come together, wanting to love the good parts of America, and knowing that Trump's pulling troops out of all these countries and trying to stop all these big wars, and has been nominated for a peace prize, which he actually deserves. That's why we then celebrate our military and all of it, because the globalists are trying to divide us, demoralize us, culturally poison us. And when I watched Trump's body language last night on that HD television, that refeed of it, because I was out with my family at the lake during the day, I thought, I'm sure the speech will be a unification speech. I'm sure it'll be great. But when I saw Trump's emotions and Melania's emotions, you cannot fake this type of genuineness. And it was, you could tell that they've also been persecuted greatly and have put out incredible energy and have turned their will as hard as they can into this fight. And that seeing that crowd of people in defiance of the globalist tyranny and their poison, and witnessing all of that, buoyed them. It put wind in their sails. It gave them aid and comfort. It refreshed them. And it refreshed me, and it refreshed you, like rain in the desert when plants are close to death. This, I'm telling you, is a major breaking point for the globalist. I want to say that if we continue down this path, their back is beginning to break. In fact, it's already broken. And it's going to be rough and it's going to be hard, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's not just evil in this world. That's why Hollywood and Netflix and all the media is just death, destruction, negativity, patheticness, evil. And the weak-minded give into it. But those of us that stand against it get stronger and persevere in that fight. I saw not a power trip, not someone loving that crowd of people there, but I saw Trump in the office of president with his wife turning the tide with all those people together in a huge ritual. I called it, the headlines on InfoWars.com, Trump successfully performs exorcism against the globalists and the left. In fact, let's pull up the exact headline if we can at InfoWars.com that I wrote just 30 minutes ago for the live feed of the show at InfoWars.com, because it says it all. And Trump knows exactly what he's doing in all the words and everything he laid out, and he meant it. And to know that InfoWars has laid the launch pad and the groundwork for this, that means you've done this. Watch live. Trump successfully conducts anti-globalist exorcism in powerful 4th of July speech. I almost said in powerful 4th of July ritual. This was a ritual. You ever want to see a real ritual? You just saw one with tens of millions of people that love America tuning in and watching, with hundreds of thousands there standing in defiance of the left and the demoralization, and Trump and his wife that have been through the fire and are totally committed and have worked so hard to try to bring about this awakening, in the center of it, in between the thunderstorms and the lightning just miles away with the jets roaring overhead, this was powerful. This was a big glass of cold, delicious, clean water when a man's come out of the desert. This was the stuff of legend, because we are America, and the spirit of America, the cult of America, based on Christ, based on rugged individualism, based on fighting corrupt empires and leading the free world, is powerful. And the globalists have been trying to suppress it and undermine it and kill it. And they came very close, but now roaring back like the fiery phoenix from the dead. You have seen a real ritual that shakes the globalist to their core. You've seen an American ritual, an American relaunch ritual. You've lived to see it. 3 years after Trump got into office, a little bit less, and all that's already been delivered, and the enemy throwing everything they've got at us to hold back the recovery, Trump taking control of the Federal Reserve. I forgot to hit that Wednesday. Please pull me the whole stack from Wednesday. Trump just nominated two patriots, the Federal Reserve. He's taking it over. Everything's happening. We're not winning on every front, but we're winning overall, and this is an incredible time. So at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get to all these clips. The Christian music, the Christ being invoked, the Renaissance, human exceptionalism, the search for excellence. All of this is 180 degrees the opposite of what the globalists sell. The end of humans, the end of the human journey. Humans are bad. Humans are evil. Roll over and die. Give up. Give up. Give up. No, we will not.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women appointment with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Empire's on the run. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, next segment, I have a whole list here of Trump's comments and statements. Dozens and dozens and dozens of clips I want to get to, and I'm going to do my best to go to a lot of them. Most importantly is the battle hymn of the Republic. You never saw Obama or others at their events do things like this because they took the patriotism and our history out of who we are to demoralize us. And again, one of my representatives went to a major film conference this year, Sundance, and it was admitted that the plan was to demoralize and control the public. So this is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to direct all the TV viewers and listeners to something that needs to go mega viral, and that the minute I saw it this morning at summit.news, we also posted Paul's article at infowars.com and newswars.com, that it was going to go viral. And that's this report that's linked on drudgereport.com. We'll put drudgereport.com up on screen for TV viewers. And we can then click on the link right there. And everybody can share the link. That media predictions of tiny crowd for Trump July 4th speech proven spectacularly wrong. Now, remember, they said that no one showed up to the Trump event in 2017 when he was inaugurated, and that's because they showed the fences around the mall right as they were opening and only showed small crowds getting through the police checkpoints. But then, of course, there was CNN's own megapixel camera that showed me in the crowd, and it showed that it was undoubtedly the biggest crowd in history for an inauguration, but they said Trump was a liar and obsessed with crowd sizes. No, Trump was obsessed with the fact that the media was lying and saying that there was nobody there. That level of blatant, bald-faced lying blew the president away. Completely confused the president that they would go to that level of line. See, because before then, they wouldn't have an event that millions were at and then tell people and show people a shot from 8:30 in the morning when they first opened the gates. They would never try a lie that big of a whopper. They'd never say that Trump says all Mexicans are criminals when he never said that. They'd never send somebody child porn and then say that they had child porn. They do that now. That's what they do. They would never say that, oh, I saw, remember Acosta, Alexandria Cortez, AOC, she said, I saw people drinking out of toilets. And then later she said, oh, no, someone told me they saw it. Total lie. They have water coolers in the room and a sink that has a button for water. But they give them filtered water in a cooler. Everybody knows that. But they lied. See, and you're like, well, that's a whopper. How would you do that? They don't care anymore. They'll do anything. NPR did a piece on me and said that I was kidnapped and tied up when I was 15 and all of my teeth were knocked out. No percentage point of that is true. I've never had teeth knocked out. I've never been grabbed and kidnapped and tied up like some Hollywood movie by a bunch of nerds that I would bully and beat up, so they all got me and tied me up. And they don't care, folks. They are fiction writers. Acosta doesn't care. AOC doesn't care. Because they think they've got the big corporate media backing them up. And so they know they'll be protected. But here's the difference. People remember all this now. What if you're the millions of people trying to get into the inauguration and you're being physically attacked by Antifa and the police are letting it happen? You never forget that. The question is, though, if they keep increasing the lies and getting more bold, what are they going to do next? They already had six women come forward and say Kavanaugh raped them. Five of them admit now they lied. But they said, well, he's a bad guy. He deserves it. He's a Republican. He deserves to have me say that he raped me. You know, I know why Kavanaugh actually started yelling a little bit and started crying a little bit. Because, you know, you can think you can be in control your whole life. But when somebody accuses you of raping women or being into child porn, it's not true. And you know they know that they're lying. It makes you want to tear people's heads off. And you lose control a little bit. I'll be honest. It's under my skin. And you know what? If it doesn't get under your skin, there's something wrong with you. But here's the deal. They hate America. They admit they hate America. They've uncloaked themselves. And so the challenge has been given. The challenge has been received. And I can feel the spirit of America and freedom worldwide rising 1776 worldwide. 1776 worldwide. That's what it is. We're going to go to break. I've got all these clips. We're going to start with Battle Hymn of the Republic that was literally an exorcism of these individuals. And Melania Trump beaming goodness and love and justice with this. You see, the Holy Ghost was upon her. She was radiant. Trump was closing his eyes, trying not to cry. Because he's starting to see the goal of saving the country coming back from these horrible, vicious demons. And the enemy is flooding the world with poison now, thinking that that will hopefully toxify society. I have scores of articles with them now admitting that at Drag Queen Storytime, sponsored by NAMBLA, children are mounted on top men and hump the men. We have videos and photos of this. At gay pride parades, they hump children now. And you're like, well, that's insane. In Europe, they have sex with the children in public. And so many of them did it just 2 weeks ago at gay pride parades in two European cities. The police couldn't do anything because it was mayors and others openly having sex with the children in mass rebellion. The left now goes to grocery stores and takes the tops off ice cream and licks them and spits in the food and celebrates. It's all men dressed as women doing it. It's a satanic cult. They mean business. And they're usurping everything. We're going to go to break. Please get the article that's on drudgereport.com, left-hand side, just to show the giant fraud, because Paul has all the articles where they said no one's coming to his parade, everyone hates Trump. And then they, even after that, they said no one was there, and the left published photos showing empty areas trying to lie to the public, just like last time. That article needs to go mega viral, drudgereport.com, left-hand side, summit.news, Paul Joseph Watson's article, summit.news. And again, we're affiliated with Summit, but that's Paul's site, doing a great job over there. Same stories posted on Infowars.com, but summit.news. Get it and get it out. Media predictions of tiny crowd for Trump July 4th. Speech proven spectacularly wrong. We'll be back. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been a standstill. The enemy he's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mistake, ladies and gentlemen. You are witnessing the rebirth of the American Republic back from the dead. 1776 part 2. This time it's worldwide. I ended up going fishing and hanging out at the lake with my family yesterday. And I didn't watch Trump's speech live. But I came in and I sat down and I had dinner. And then all around me in the neighborhood, as it got dark, the fireworks went off. And Trump's speech from about 2 hours before re-aired on C-SPAN. Now, I'd been home for about an hour. And I'd gone and I had looked at dozens of headlines on YouTube. I turned on ABC, CNN, Fox, and it was all, well, was Trump right to do this? And, oh, critics say it's horrible, terrible speech, and Phil Mudd says it's a disgrace on CNN. But I noticed in all the comments for NBC and CBS on YouTube, every comment was, you're a disgrace, you hate America, you're undermining our president, you're pathetic, we see through you, I used to be a Democrat, now I'm not, every comment. And I sent these links to the producers last night, but guess what? They were gone. I went back to them last night, and they were gone. CBS and NBC and others had pulled their YouTubes with headlines like critics. Here, I'll just pull it up for you right now. I can even show you the YouTube links, which are now dead, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why is this so big? They know that their attack on 4th of July and their boldness and their attack on Trump, when he didn't celebrate himself at all, celebrated America and our history and tried to bring us together. They know it's blowing up in their face, and they don't know what to do. Here it is. Dr. McCam shot, please. Critics slam Trump's salute to America. Now, look at that. Critics slam Trump's salute to America. Now, what happens when you click that? The video has been removed by the user. You understand, I'm not just telling you this. So then when I got in bed at about 10:30 at night, I lay awake for an hour with an iPad, and I went to over 100 links, and I have screenshots. I may do a whole special report this weekend to show just this. Of 100-plus hit pieces, over 70 were removed. Now, what does that tell you? It shows the media is very centralized. Somebody's calling the shots. It had a total backlash. And so within 3 hours of when I saw it, I got in at about 7:15 or so. Trump had just finished his speech. The fireworks were coming up. I went, cooked dinner, hung out with the family. Michael Zimmerman was hanging out with us as well out of the lake house we were staying at. One of our crew was there with us. We had steak and chicken, and it was great. He cooked on the grill. And I went in there and started seeing all the hate pieces. And then I'm getting messages back from the producers. These videos are dead. They killed him. Now, again, that's a Rosetta Stone. That's a window into all this. A fly on the wall. Boy, the hills have eyes. It's totally centralized, and it backfired, and they pulled it. And how big a story is that in and of itself that I clicked on over 100 headlines that were negative and mean, from everything from Politico to the Washington Post to CNN to MSNBC to ABC News to NBC to CBS, and they were all gone. When I say all the comments, I probably only read 20, 30 comments deep on 10 or 15 of them. But it was all the same. And I told the producers, I said, print off all these comments. And next time I've just got to print them then, because they're now just getting rid of the video, getting rid of the comments, because everyone is turning against them. We are reaching a collapse level moment for the globalists. Now, here's why I get frustrated. That's one little story of yesterday. I sat down this morning and wrote probably 5 pages of notes, and then forgot and left it at the house, about angles I wanted to go with and clips I wanted to play and things I wanted to do, because that's just one, was how they were all negative, all panned the speech, said it was the worst thing they had ever seen, and when everyone rejected it, they pulled it off YouTube. Who has the centralized control? How big a story is that? How that it was all rejected. How beautiful is that? And that's what's happening everywhere, and that's why they're in so much trouble. The only place that I saw that didn't pull all of them was CNN. They pulled some, saying it was a terrible speech and it was all about Trump. None of it was about Trump. So I saw CNN pull a few videos, but they didn't pull this one. Here it is.
Well, let's see. Let me be subtle here. At a professional level, 25 years in national security, I hated it. At a personal level, I hated it more. Let me tell you something. When we're in the midst of July 4th after 9/11, when I was at the CIA, I thought we were celebrating the defense of ideals, the right to live free and fair, the right to live according to those documents that our founding fathers established, the right of every person, every citizen in this country to pretend like they can be president, the right to have economic opportunity. I didn't realize we were fighting for the chance to pay for guns, for weapons. I did national security. I thought this was about ideals, and now we've made it about the military.
Pause. It goes on, and I'll play it all later, but this is a guy that says they're going to kill the president. He's related to the Virginian, the only other person convicted of killing Lincoln, Dr. Mudd. That's where your name is Mudd. This guy's incredible. But it's Trump trying to pull us out of all these wars. It's Trump trying to do peace deals, not you, you little nasty neocon. Robert Mueller's protege, I should add, from the CIA into the FBI. We're going to go to break and come back with all of this, but I haven't hit the ritual Trump conducted yet, and I'm going to do it next segment. Come hook or crook, but it was absolutely incredible. Absolutely insane. That they're attacking it, and it just really shows you the two different sides here. Crystal clear, and confirms everything we always knew about the left. They want our guns. They hate our country. They want to have sex with our children. They're just evil. And history shows that you go through these periods. We're going to go to break. This is the last few days of the Save InfoWars 4th of July mega special. It will be ending coming up on Sunday. We're going to have some new specials next week. We're going to launch a special week broadcast, bunch of extra shows, either Wednesday or Thursday. We'll go for 36 hours live. I haven't decided yet, but I'll know about this afternoon. And we're going to call that 1776 Worldwide Emergency Transmission. A lot of special guests. That's coming up next week because this is an incredible time to be alive. But right now we have the Save InfoWars, InfoWars Live special, 4th of July special, and that is store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points in your next order and 50% off all the supplements and a bunch of other specials. And I almost forgot. We're able to get T-shirts printed and made in the U.S. within 1 week. They are being printed today. The design is done. We have the Betsy Ross flag shirts, two different designs, two different colors. That's four different total shirts. Great red, white, and blue Betsy Ross flag on the front. Since 1776 on the front under it and on the back. It says InfoWars, and above it, America is back. Both on the blue shirt, the navy shirt, and the white shirt. So four different shirts. They are collector's editions, just like the clown world. We're only printing 4,000 of these, and when they're gone, they're gone. We're going to trigger a libtard, an anti-American demon. This is the shirt.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
America is back. The bane of globalist communist kingpins and tyrants everywhere, and it stands in the way of their corporate world government and their beast system. President Trump invoked Christ and God and our covenant, our birthright, our inheritance, our providence, as thunderstorms raged and swirled around the city. It did not pour down during the key events, during Trump's speech. Within minutes of him exiting the stage, it began to pour rain again. Stuff of legend. Just like during the inauguration, as soon as he was done, rain began to pour. It's amazing. They tried to tell Trump to cancel it because it would look bad. It was pouring down rain in the middle of it. He said, nope, we go ahead with it. And there was that giant crowd. Some estimate 1 million. Many couldn't even get into there. Hundreds of thousands in the mall. And CNN was running crop photos just like 3 years ago at the inauguration, saying there were small crowds there and huge demonstrations. Our reporters have video of only 20 people at the anti-Trump demonstration, wearing communist shirts and the little stupid Trump balloon that the media focused on. But here is the battle hymn for the Republic. And if you watch this video at the live streams at Infowars.com/show, and if you see this, you see Melania with tears in her eyes and breathing and her chest rising. You see Trump about to break down crying. He also did it earlier when he talked about American innovation and going to the stars. You can see how much they love seeing America come back from the dead and stopping the demoralization of the people. So let's start rolling Battle Hymn of the Republic, a Christian song, triggering the left massively. The amount of focus, perfectly executed event. Remember, just seeing American flags makes the left run in fear. Only the last 4 years or so did this become complete. It was always there, but I learned it like globalist events and things and the events attacking me that they had downtown called the Trump and Alex Jones that the city held. When I showed up, I said, it's okay to love America. America's back. We should all come together. They went, started attacking, and a guy ran up and said, I like to have sex with kids, and started humping me. And, I mean, I'm not kidding. And then others are like, I love Satan. You have to experience these people. Understand that's literally an exorcism Trump was conducting. Just good old-fashioned Americana. If the country wasn't in so much trouble, it'd be kind of cheesy. Do you realize many people fought and died for this nation? That the globalists want to conquer it and make us hate ourselves and only tell us about the bad things in our past. Like Betsy Ross was a famous abolitionist. She made the first American flag. She designed it in her head. Boom, made it. It's the most recognizable flag in the world. It's beautiful. She's an abolitionist. Thomas Jefferson wanted to be an abolitionist. But the point is they say, oh, it's from the past. It's bad. You can't have it. It's sick. See the beauty.
Christ was born.
Ooh, they hate that. Melania. She is in ecstasy right there. That's the part. She starts getting tears in her eyes. Trump, you can see it. Tear. If you watch it on HD, I went up right to the TV and looked at it. Tears coming out of his eyes. Knowing that we're defeating the globalists with God's help. Because Trump squeezing back tears. He did it a couple times, even more intense during the speech. She is, that's the opposite of a power trip look. That is a real Christian right there. Realizing that we are invoking God against the evil, standing against it, like when she spontaneously broke out with the Lord's Prayer a few years ago. And again, America. America isn't perfect, but the evil hates it. It wants to control it and use it for world domination. The answer is no. F-18s fly over. Trump is in just absolute heaven because he knows how much the globalists hate this country, hate him, and hate us. And then this song. They say it's cheesy. What are you going to do, move to North Korea? Or maybe Europe? We're one of the only countries we can own guns. We're the only countries we can really own your property. And yeah, we've lost a lot of it. But you know what? We're going to take it back. That's right. Once they take your pride and your country away, they've got you. You know what's taking the country over? World government, ruthless mega banks. They've exploited the third world, not us. And now, 50 years of globalism is being reversed. Like flushing a big toilet filled with leftist scum.
God bless the USA.
Let's go full screen with this. Again, this is literally an exorcism of the left. Removing them. Get behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart. It's time we stand and say, and I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, you can say people overdo the Americana. I thought that too when I was growing up. Even though I loved America, I thought, what is this America and this Texas stuff? Until you realize there's people that want to take it over and replace it with stuff absolutely evil. They want our children. They want our property. They want our guns. They want our souls. They want our names. They want our genetics. They want our seed. They want our soul. They're not going to get it. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to get more into this second hour. We have a bunch of special guests in studio, but I got so many of these clips we haven't played yet. This was amazing, but I know body language when I see it, from the military personnel to the crowds. So I was watching in HD, man, and it was the people were coming together. This was a healing ritual with Christ's name being said at least 10 times while I was watching, invoking that holy name above all other names. The enemy is convulsing. And remember, they pulled 70-plus videos that I went and looked at with headlines trashing Trump and the United States. It backfired and somebody said, this isn't working. Pull it, pull it, pull it. All of your plans will be defeated in the end. All the weapons you form against us will not prosper, enemies. Know that. Know that you called for war. Now you shall reap the whirlwind, globalists. Remember, we are listener supported only by you. Can we continue on? And we have the new Betsy Ross, These Colors Don't Run, America's Back, InfoWars shirts, limited edition, fund the InfoWars, and get a great shirt.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.